Hi, my name is Alan from LLB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about the ORI. Can buy or buy? The ORI is a 760 units residential development by Civilian Group. There'll be 14 towers blocks along Tampines Street 62, the upcoming Tampines North MRT station and Tampines North bus interchange are within a leisure 5 minutes walk away. There'll be 3 to 5 bedrooms units to choose from. Without further ado, let's head straight to the discussion. Let's go into the site details. This upcoming EC is located along Tampines Street 62. This area is also known as Tampines North. This is a new township developed by HDB. This site measures 28,000 square meters and has a plot ratio of 2.5. It's located next to the fully sold Ternet back in 2023. This site was hotly contested with 7 bidders. The site was ultimately awarded to Civilian Group at 543 million or 721 per square feet. This means the break-even will be 1,316 per square feet per pop ratio. Here, let's add another 20% profit margin. The estimated selling price will likely be 1,579 per square feet. For your information, for some of the past few ECs, they usually achieve a respectable 25% profit margin. Hence, don't expect developers to sell cheap. The ORI will have 14 blocks at 14 story high with landscape decks, multi-story car park, swimming pools and communal facilities. It's on 99 years leasehold. There are a total of 760 units. This is the site layout with most of the block on the north-south orientation. The entrance is via Tampines Street 62. The main swimming pool is tucked at the rear with a clubhouse next to it. There is also a tennis court fronting the TPE. As for the unit mix, it's as follows. There's a good mixture of 3 to 5 bedrooms. We have the smallest 3 bedroom at 840 square feet. This is indeed small. I know what you all will be saying. We'll come back to this later. For the bigger one, they measure 947 square feet. This is still respectable. As for the 4 bedrooms, they measure 1023 square feet to 1206 square feet. There are a few variations. Still decent size, in my own opinion. For the biggest 5-way room, they measure 1,356 square feet. They are usually for those with deep pockets. Here, I just wonder, how much cash must you have to top up since MSR is limited to $1 million? So much on the floor plan, let's head straight to the SWOT analysis. Firstly, is the developer track record. Civilian Group started its business in Singapore 40 years ago. Its humble beginning is from its construction arm. It slowly branched into property development by developing small boutique projects. It slowly scaled up to take on the big boys by tendering for GLS site themselves. One good example is the Emerald of Katong. They make good profit on this project. They also have an impressive track record of developing mass market homes such as Tampines at Treasure, Treasure Crest, Wondervale, Helion Residence, A Treasure Trove, Clover by the Park, and many others. You see, they are very smart. They go for heartland projects. Don't assume heartlander got no money. Needless to say, the upcoming Tampines North MRT station, which is part of the Cross Island Line, and the Tampines North bus interchange are within a 5 minutes walk away. How to go wrong with an MRT station nearby? I know this is not the main red or blue line, but who cares? Got MRT station good enough already. Last time I recall, when the North East Line was first introduced, many buyers say the 99 years Covent Melody, which is next to Covent MRT station, cannot buy. I think they think too much. For those who took the leap of faith, all what? This is property, right? Don't need to overthink too much. The more you analyze, the more you will never buy. Tampines itself is also a very livable town in the East. There are markets, hawker centers, My Tampines Heartbeat, Giant Hypermarket and IKEA. There are also many schools nearby. Unfortunately, they are not within 1 km to popular primary schools. But that is not important. After all, during the Budget 2014 debate, back then, Minister of Finance Heng Swee Keat had said that every school is a good school. I have to agree partially with him on this. If I have time, I will elaborate more on this in future videos. Today, new homes are very small. The size keeps shrinking to make price affordable. Just take a look at the 3 bedrooms. Come on, 78 square meter or 840 square feet only. Yet still can squeeze 3 bedrooms. As for the kitchen, I'm almost speechless. How to cook like that? Cook maybe me, maybe. There's basically no yard area. Indirectly, the balcony is your service yard. That's why you can see your neighbor's dress sense just from your balcony. You don't even need to go inside their house to see what they wear inside. I think this is a very sad trend for the property market. I always believe we have many smart people in the industry. I think we can do better. As a general rule of thumb, let's use a typical 4-room HDB BTO flat as a reference. This should be the benchmark design and size for the flat today. My only complaint is still the laundry area. Otherwise, this layout is almost perfect. Another weakness will no doubt be the pricing. Alan, sure or not, EC today are going for 1,005 to 1,006 per square feet. Yes, you are right. They are high, but this is still lower than most new homes today. They are fetching easily 2,000 per square feet upwards. This means you have a buffer of safety. Here, if you are still contemplating if you should enter now, wait no further. A nearby EC site along Tampines Avenue 5 has received the highest offer of 768 per square feet. This is even higher than Sim Lin, 721 per square feet for the Ori. This means the break-even is higher at 1,503 per square feet. By adding a 20% margin, Sim Lin will need to sell this EC at 1,800 per square feet in 2026. This will be the most expensive EC on record. If you think this is expensive, no worry. I will give you another alternative in the east. This EC site along Jalan Loyang Besar in Pasir Ris was sold at 557 million or 729 per square feet. Future selling price will likely be 1,006 per square feet onwards. For your information, this site is not within walking distance to any MRT station. Here, the choice is yours. The other weakness for EC is you need to have a lot of cash for the down payment due to the mortgage service ratio. If you have plans to buy, faster commit to it. Who knows? One fine day, the authority may cool this segment after seeing runaway prices and mind-blowing profit. Who knows, our finance minister may have exciting news ahead this coming budget 2025. Let's turn back the clock to 2022 when Ternet was first launched. The going rate then was 1,360 per square feet. Cheap, right? Sorry, ho, back then it was not. I recall I have a few buyers who were deterred by the high prices, small sizes, low location and so on. If they had bought it then, today they are easily sitting on a 250,000 paper gain. Why 250? Let's use 1,006 per square feet minus 1,360 multiplied by 1,000 square feet. Here, we haven't even talked about after MOP in 5 years time. Let me share this with you. Easy, very hard to lose money one. To date, I've never seen anyone losing money by buying a new EC. Anyway, let me share with you 100 Pumps EC profitable transactions. Since it's going to MOP soon, this means there'll be more transactions coming in. This is the profit they are making. From easily $550,000 to a whooping $1 million for 3 bedrooms. The highest PSF recorded was $1,900 per square feet. This means resale EC have already touched $1,900 per square feet. Oh my god, this means if Sinlian sell the Ori at 1,006 per square feet, it's considered cheap. Correct? For your information, the upcoming Parktown Mix development is going to launch very soon. It's located nearby, not too far away from the Ori. Based on the break-even cost of 1,661 per square feet, how much will the developer sell this for? Let's say a 20% profit margin at 2,000 per square feet? Too cheap, right? How can that be? Lentor area is already transacting from 2,001 to 2,005 per square feet. Will the developer be doing a reserve? Some say this location is a tier lower than Bukit Timah, but I doubt those staying the east will feel this way. Anyway, the developers already what with another mixed development site near Tampines Street 94 that was sold at a higher price. If Parktown is going to sell above 2,000 per square feet, this already sent a hint to you. If the Ori is going for 1,006 per square feet, there is still an upside for prices to play catching up. If you still don't believe in me, please go and study how much Esperina Resident EC prices have moved up when Sengkang Grand Residence was launched. Anyway, when you're buying an EC, please buy to stay and enjoy it. Don't buy with an investment element. If you make money, then this is a bonus. If it doesn't, that's be it. In this way, your life will be happier and your family will be happier. I think this is more important. EC also have another plus point. There is this deferred payment scheme. And the best part is you don't even need to pay ABSD without selling your HDB flat. I think this is a good scheme for all HDB upgraders. What are the threats? Again, the same thing. Are we at the peak of the property cycle? Geopolitical tension, economic outlook ahead, coming general election, a new US president, an aging population, job uncertainty, and so on. Here, always buy with a long-term horizon to ride the ups and downs of the market. Do not overstretch. Buy in a heartland location is pretty safe in my opinion. Always remember, who are you going to sell next? Will there be resale buyers? I doubt we need to say too much about this location. The other threats are the existing supply of condominiums in this location to the upcoming launches ahead in Tampines West. However, I don't really see any issue as the east side has a huge upgrading market that will soak up whatever that is along its way. Personally, the Ori is going to be a sought-after project with large landscaping, ample facilities, and a reputable developer with a strong track record. Tampines is a very heartland location. Heartland locations have never been disappointing in the past decades. There are many HDB upgraders and private downgraders who are looking at replacement properties once this EC MOP. There are also no shortage of suitors, especially so in Tampines North. There are basically few condos options available. What to buy? Also nothing for them to buy. As in any new homes, the only concern is prices. But most importantly, must have money to pay the down payment. If yes, mai tu liao, this is your best ticket to financial freedom. You can say this is serious talk, but I have talked since my very earlier video on Tenet back in 2022. If you have took the leap of faith, congratulations to all of you. Tenet is going to take keys likely in the third quarter of this year. All huat liao. Anyway, the show flat will tentatively open on the first weekend of February. My company is the official marketing agent. Please contact me if you need more information. That's all. Thank you for watching and see you soon in the show flat.